You're listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.
How do you keep winning when you feel like giving up? I'm passionate about people achieving their goals, and here's why. Psychologists now believe that the happiest people on earth are those that see progress toward their goal. Think about that. That means that the most unhappy people in the world are those that get their goals blocked, those who never achieve their goals. So the question is, how do we achieve goals? Well, first of all, we need to frame a goal with the right understanding. You see, most people think that the goal of a goal is just to achieve it. In other words, once I achieve my goal, I've won. I've accomplished my task. That's a mistake. The purpose of a goal is never the goal itself. It's the person you become in the process. Let's use an example for a moment. Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps wanted to get gold medals like most Olympians. But if he merely would have said, my goal is only to get the gold medal, it would be empty. And in fact, he probably would have missed most gold medals. Because let's face it, you can't control a gold medal. But here's what you can control, who you're becoming in the process. This is what Michael Phelps did. In fact, if you're a fan of Disney, you'll understand this. You see, Disney used to have as their motto, the happiest place on earth. Guess what? They changed it to the place where dreams come true. So which is it? Is Disney the happiest place on earth or the place where dreams come true? Here's the crazy thing. It's both. In other words, the happiest people on planet Earth are those that achieve their dreams. And so if you and I want to feel true fulfillment in life, if we want true happiness, we need to be people who are able to get this goal achievement thing figured out. So today I'm going to share with you a process how you can achieve your goals. It's called growth-minded grit, and it has everything to do with how to keep winning when you feel like giving up. Most people feel like giving up. In fact, I'll tell you this, everyone feels like giving up. Think about it. When you're in an endurance race, when you're writing a book, when you're doing anything that's big and impossible and something that stretches you, it's called a stretch goal. In other words, you're here, who you need to become is here, and there's this stretch that needs to happen. And guess what? You have this point where you want to quit. You have this emotion, this feeling where you say, you know what, it's too tough. It's easier to walk away from my goal. And you know what? It is. It is easier to walk away. So how do people tap into this thing called growth-minded grit? This happened in my own life. I got invited to do the Tour de France. Now, you might be looking at me and saying, come on, dude. Not the real Tour de France, but one with my buddies on exercise bikes. And you might tend to laugh, but hang on a second. Let me tell you how tough it really was. It was riding an exercise bike for many, many miles for 21 days straight. Think about that. 21 days. In fact, the real Tour de France is just like it. In fact, we mimicked it. When they raced, we raced. Now, of course, we were going a lot slower, and that's besides the point. But here's what I want to tell you. I thought I understood the rules. In fact, the gentleman who set this thing up told us the rules. He said, you're going to race at this time every day. You have to compete your race by the end of the day. You have to achieve a certain power to weight ratio. He laid out all the rules. And you know what? The first race, I did horrible. I mean, I didn't make the top 10. I was dying. And the point is this, I felt like giving up. I finally kind of cracked the code in around race 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I started to get in the top 10. Then I started to win, and then I actually won my first stage, but here's what Chet did. He changed the rules. And I'll tell you what, he started changing the rules so much that I actually started to get angry. Have you ever had that happen? I bet you have. You think about the last few years here, the pandemic, these scary times have changed the rules of the game. You might have thought, you know what, I have my plans in front of me. I'm gonna graduate high school. Or you know what, I know people that said they're gonna get married in the summer of 2020. Guess what? Life changed the rules. So what happens when life changes the rules? What happens when you wake up and you think that you have a job and all of a sudden by the end of the day, you don't have a job? I mean, all throughout life, we can literally find proof for why life is not fair. And if we become people like that, just like me in the race, where I began to say to Chet, you know what? I don't like Chet anymore. In fact, I'm angry at Chet. Why? Because the rules kept changing. Well, here's what I want to tell you. The rules will always change. If you and I get locked into life being fair, we will never have growth-minded grit. In fact, we will go through life where we believe life owes us something. We're entitled. The point is this, folks, life doesn't owe you anything and it doesn't owe me anything. So why can some people walk through life with this perseverance, this warrior spirit, where it seems like life throws all these things at them and they keep persevering? Just the other day, I watched a video where a gentleman without legs crawled into an exercise club like this. And he said, I don't have to work out today. I get to work out today. You and I are gonna be one of two people in life. We're gonna either be victims or victors. And I wanna share with you the difference. Victims say the world happens to me. Victims lie in what we call bed. Blame, excuses, and denial. And folks, I've been there before, maybe you have too. In fact, if you would have met me a few years ago, probably about a decade ago, and you would have said, hey, Carrie, how's life going? How are your dreams going? How are your goals going? What I would have done is sat down and said, let me tell you about all the things in my life that aren't working. My boss, the board of directors, the economy, politics. Like, we have these things in our mind that are these fake obstructions which we think are the things preventing us from our goal. What did I say in the beginning? The purpose of a goal is not achieving the goal, it's the person you become in the process. It's the person you become when you become worthy of achieving the goal. So yeah, back in the day, the world happened to me. Blame, excuses, and denial. But you can also be this person who says, I'm a victor. In other words, they say, I happen to the world. Think about that. I happen to the world. Think about a Super Bowl situation where the starting quarterback gets injured. Now, the backup quarterback, if he's a victim, he's saying, don't put me in, coach. I can't affect the outcome. I can't affect the results. In fact, the game's gonna happen to me. That person is living from a victim mindset. Like, oh, why did this guy get injured? You know, blame, excuses, and denial. We're down 10 points, it's not my fault. Or that backup quarterback says, this is my moment. I'm a victor, I happen to the world. Put me in, coach, I can influence the outcome, and here's what victors do. Victors say, I'm gonna put my oar in the water and move toward my goal. O-A-R, ownership, accountability, and responsibility. You wanna have growth-minded grit in life, you need to take ownership, accountability, and responsibility of your life. And that's what began to change in my life. That's when I began to see results. Here's a very personal story. You see, I believed that God wanted me to write books. God wanted me to do this full time. God wanted me to invest my passion and my dreams in the written word, and I was going to share this with the world. Guess what? It happened. Only it didn't happen. Here's what I mean. That first book got released in 2004. I'll never forget when I got my first book contract in 2003. I was so excited. I wrote that first book. Guess what? Crickets. Not many people read it. Not many people said it changed their life. So I thought, you know what? Maybe I heard God wrong, right? Maybe I got to do book number two. I did book number two. Crickets. Not much. And I began to think, you know, what is going on? Blame. It's my marketing team. Excuses. You know what? It's because I don't know the right people. Denial. Maybe it's not that bad. Here's the point, folks. I lived from a victim mindset. But it didn't just stop with book two. I wrote book three. I wrote book four. I wrote book five, and I heard crickets. I started to blame God. I started to say, God, it's your fault my books aren't doing good. You're the problem. And guess what? When I lived that way, it was easy. It was easy to be bitter. It was easy to be frustrated. It was easy to ignore the inside journey that needed to happen. It wasn't until I had the mindset change where I said, you know what? Maybe I need to look in the mirror. Maybe I need to take ownership, accountability, and responsibility for my career. I started to step up. I started to make things happen. I said, I'm gonna happen to the world. You see, I think some of us give God too much credit. I know that sounds weird, but let me explain. Some of us give God too much credit by saying it's God's fault. Maybe it's your fault. Maybe it's my fault. Maybe God's waiting on you and me to step up in our lives. So to come full circle with that bike story, let me tell you how it all ended. Guess what? Around day 17, my knee started to hurt after that many days in a row. And I said, you know what? I'm just gonna write everybody and say, I quit. I quit, I'm done with the race. Knee injury, it's all over, no worries. Why? Because that's what victims do. Blame, excuses, and denial. But here's what I did instead. I said, I'm gonna get on the bike and I'm just gonna give it one more race. One more race. And I'm not gonna try to win, but I'm just gonna give it one more shot. And again, I wanted to blame Chet for changing the rules again. But I said, I'm gonna take ownership. I'm gonna take accountability. I'm gonna take responsibility. I'm gonna have some growth-minded grit. I got on that bike and guess what? The guy who was in first place, I became in second, by the way, he started to fall back. He started to fall back in that race. And I said, what's going on? And it's almost like this switch began to happen during that race, and I had a little bit of belief. Just like I'm asking you today, to have a little bit of belief, to say, you know what, maybe I can make something change today. Maybe I can show up filled up. Maybe I can take ownership, accountability, and responsibility for my goal. Maybe it's not about achieving the external goal. Maybe it's about the person I'm becoming in the process. And you know what happened? I started to believe. And I started to say, I can do this. And you know what? The knee, I can get through it. Well, guess what? That race, I won. And then the next race I won, and the next race, and finally the Tour de France. I know it's silly, I know it's a little example, it's not the real thing, but the point is this. I didn't need to win externally because I had won internally. That's where your confidence comes. That's where your growth-minded grit comes. It's not about what the world says, it's about what you believe. And I started to believe and I said, I can do this thing, and guess what? I won the race, but it was much bigger than that. No longer did I care about some stupid race. I developed the mindset. I had developed that growth-minded grit. Here's my words for you today. How do you keep winning when you feel like quitting. Stop being a victim. Stop lying in bed, blame excuses and denial. Start being a victor. Start taking ownership, accountability, and responsibility for your life. You can do this. We believe in you. Play the internal game instead of the external game.
Thanks for listening to the Igniting Souls Show. At Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we help authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers write, publish, and market their books the right way and turn them into 18 streams of income. We invite you to our annual Igniting Souls Conference. Learn more at IgnitingSoulsConference.com.